You're listening to SBS News.
When the COVID-19 pandemic began earlier this year, Wykett Yung found himself living inside his car. He moved to Australia from Hong Kong 6 years ago, before relocating to Tasmania in 2018 to study commercial cookery at TasTAFE. He graduated at the end of last year, but has struggled to find a job.
When the pandemic happened, I live in a house, but for the rule, I should live in the house. But after that, when the rule relief, I start to move into a car because I don't have any more money.
Wykett's wife and daughter live in China. Since he moved to Australia 6 years ago, he and his wife have maintained a long-distance relationship. During TAFE holidays, he would go back to China to see her.
My wife and daughter live with her family together, and they're safe. It's like a traditional the Chinese story. yeah, it's very hard.
Because of the global pandemic and the worldwide travel restrictions, he hasn't been able to see his wife and daughter for almost a year. It's his goal to find a job as a chef or a cook in Tasmania and bring his family here so they can finally be together. He's determined to stay in Tasmania rather than relocate to a bigger city like Sydney or Melbourne.
Yeah, and I job hunting every day online, but it's not work, not reply. So I hope I can find the job in at this moment. I prefer like Tassie. Tassie is a lifestyle balance, the job and the life. Yeah, and I also graduate here and have my friends here. I hope I can have my house and with my family, with my wife and daughter to go around on the beach.
Wykett is currently on a bridging visa. He has applied for the 485 graduate visa, but is still waiting to find out if it was approved. Because of this, he doesn't qualify for JobKeeper or Centrelink payments. He's a member of the Wellspring Anglican Church in Sandy Bay, one of Hobart's inner suburbs. When the pandemic began, the church established the Show Hope charity, which provides hot meals, groceries and other essentials to international students doing it tough right now. The church was able to find Wykett accommodation and, in return, he volunteers his time helping to prepare the meals that Show Hope provides to about 700 international students every week. Wykett hopes that by speaking about his experience, it will encourage other people who might be struggling to seek out support.
I hope I have my ability to help each other at the same as me, someone going through the hardship.
Sam Goff is the university pastor at Wellspring Anglican Church. He says it has been difficult to get some of the students to accept help because they feel ashamed or guilty.
So some of the students have been very reluctant to come forward and receive help. So some have apologised to me that they have to receive food. Some I offer food to them and they say, no, I can't take that, even though I know that they've got no money and they desperately need it.
Shashmita Roy moved to Tasmania from Bangladesh to study information technology at the University of Tasmania in 2018. She's been volunteering at Show Hope for the last 2 months, while also accepting hot meals and groceries. During that time, she's been trying to convince one of her good friends to come along, but she says he's being reluctant to come.
So he knows about this, like Show Up. I have told him several times, even some of our mutual friends, and he really needs help, we understand, but it's just, you know, he feels embarrassed or something. He just doesn't want to show up. So several times I took some boxes for him, but he just doesn't want to come. Even today, like, I called him that if you want, you can come, because he needs some things, because you know that he's facing that crisis, but he's just not showing up because he thinks like someone will see him or people might make fun of him or things like, he just feels embarrassed.
Anita Linko Lomax is a member of the Wellspring Anglican Church. She organised a blanket drive because so many students were asking for blankets when they came to collect their hot meals. She says there is often a misconception in Australia that international students come from wealthy families.
They come from humble families who sometimes have taken on very onerous loans to actually get their kids here in the hope that their educational opportunities will break, you know, a poverty cycle that's, you know, transferred through generations back home.
Taz TAFE says it's closely monitoring its international students, and the University of Tasmania says it has provided more than $2 million worth of support payments and food vouchers to international students. The Wellspring Anglican Church says it will run the Show Hope campaign for as long as possible.
Yeah, it's a time of great uncertainty, and we're just going to keep going as hard as we can for as long as we can. We're going to keep helping people while ever they're in need and while ever we've still got money until the money runs out.
And Wakit Yong is determined to find work and bring his family to Australia.
I'm planning if I get a job, I can settle down in Australia. I will bring my wife, my daughter, or parents to come into Australia. I love to live in Australia.
Sarah Maunder, SBS News.